They begin to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We look down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing.
Welcome back to the Jeff Force Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you very much for listening on this Wednesday morning. We do appreciate it. 251-343-0106. Still to come on the program this morning, 11 o'clock hour. John Walladay, Alabama Republican Party chairman there, will join us. And Sean Ross, SR Communications, and the Katie Britt for Alabama or U.S. Senate campaign will join us at 11 o'clock hour as well. So please stay tuned for that. Joining us now, very pleased to bring on my next guest. Always very kind to make time for us. State Senator Gerald Allen, Tuscaloosa on the line. Senator, good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you. Doing well. And we're through shopping, and we're ready for Santa Claus to show up.
Well, he's about to make his way around. So we're on the verge. I wish I could say I was done with the shopping, but not quite there yet. Senator, I want to get you on. Obviously, for whatever reason, the hot topic of this week, at least for this radio show, has been this idea about concealed carry permits, permitless carry, constitutional carry. You have been the central figure in this for a while, trying to get the state to pass something in the legislature, doing away with that permit requirement. This seems to be the year. You have a lot of momentum on your side. Talk about this effort a little bit, if you would.
Absolutely. You know, first of all, you know, just the movement started through a grassroots effort back in 2012. And, of course, you know who was the president then. And that was the Obama administration. And there was a constant attack on our firearms rights. And so what took place is very much what's happened here in Alabama, is that law-abiding citizens went on the offense. And, you know, and one of the goals was to the right to carry a firearm without having to ask permission. And, of course, this is known as constitutional carry. So, yes, constitutional carry, you know, used to be referred to as Vermont carry, because Vermont, the state of Vermont, has always had a constitutional carry right. They're the first state from the very, very beginning, years. I'm talking about decades ago. And so what's been developing here is that I certainly feel like citizens across the state feel very much like I do, is that you should not have to pay a fee to fulfill your right as a citizen of the state and the country of this, as far as being a member of a country in the United States. You shouldn't have to pay a fee and to defend yourself, your family, your properties, and it's a right. And some may see it as a privilege, you know, when you purchase a permit. I mean, the Second Amendment is precious to us all, and myself, along with my colleagues in the House and the Senate, took an oath of office to defend the Constitution. And I do feel like that the permit issue is infringement on our rights to bear arms, and you should have to pay a fee for it. But at the same time, we're not going to do away with the permit at all, because you and I and others may want to travel across state lines, and it's my hope that one day that you can travel across state lines without worrying about having a permit. But certainly, you know, I'm a permit carrier, and I travel across state lines, and certainly that's one thing that I want to make sure the public understands, that we're not doing away with the permit, but at the same time, there shouldn't be a fee on it. As far as if I want to be able to carry a weapon, I shouldn't be required to pay a fee. Although Alabama is an open carry state, and if I'm open carry and walking down the streets of Tuscaloosa, Birmingham, Montgomery, or somewhere else, and open carry, and I get in my vehicle, then that weapon is concealed, and then I'm breaking Alabama law by doing that. So anyway, so it's a movement by the people of this great state that's creating this issue coming to life like it is. And of course, I've been involved in this for several years, as you know.
Senator, let's talk about the constitutional aspects of it, that it is the Supreme Court has said, the pistol permits aren't necessarily unconstitutional, but it is something that is deferred to the states to make up that decision. And I guess based on what you're saying there, your interpretation of that is that they're still unconstitutional, and that's the way Alabama should approach this.
Certainly, I would agree with your comments. I think you're absolutely correct on that. And at the same time, as I mentioned moments ago, is that we're not. You know, our bill is not going to do away with the permits. I mean, certainly, if you travel across state lines, you be very wise to go ahead and have that permit on you. But certainly, that's something very important.
Senator, law enforcement tells me, it's not completely universal, but at least here in Mobile County, Sheriff Cochran, it was on the program earlier, that you're really putting law enforcement in a difficult position by doing away with the permit. That in some cases, it's a deterrent to keep people that shouldn't have guns from having guns. And in addition to that, it gives them an idea of who has, or keeping people that should not have firearms from having them without the permitting process. By taking away that requirement, you're imperiling public safety. What do you say to those detractors?
Well, you know, one thing is this, is that those individuals who go to the sheriff's departments or to the courthouse or to the license department, wherever, and purchase their permits, they're law-abiding citizens that respect the rule of law. And so that really... That doesn't, you know what I know, the individuals who don't respect public safety and those individuals in which I have total respect for men and women in our law enforcement, but there's individuals that does not respect them, and those individuals is not going to take the time to go and renew their permit and do the right thing. And on top of that, when you walk into a gun shop and they're going to give you a very thorough federal background check and to make sure that you're say who you are and that you're a law-abiding citizen, and there's nothing on your record that will keep you from purchasing that weapon. It's there again. It's a law-abiding citizen that you're questioning here. The question should be, how about the individuals that don't respect the rule of law?
Right. We're joined by State Senator Gerald Allen here on the program. Always appreciative of his time, Senator. Now on the House side, it looks like you got there's a lot of support. A lot of members and leadership on the House side are supporting this effort. Talk about the Senate. If I'm kind of a guy that watches the Alabama legislature, I you got to like where you are downstairs in the House. How do you feel about the prospects in the Senate right now?
I certainly feel very confident that not only the leadership, but the body as a whole will support our efforts on this. And we've have proven in the past that we can pass the piece and send it on to the House. artifacts. So I do have full confidence that that will take place as well.
The one thing that really changed in this discussion, and tell me this is your perception as well, that you had a lot of ex-law enforcement that that is serving the legislature that were against this initially, but they come around on it based on this new database, the Brevity Carriers database, and that's where things really changed, and that's where people started to maybe some key members of the Alabama legislature came around on this. Is that your perception as well?
Yes, it is, and we're certainly open to listen carefully to those individuals who's members of both houses on ideas and any suggestions that they may have that will help us defend the Second Amendment and give citizens the opportunity to protect themselves and to be able to do that. But yeah, I'm very open to any suggestions on that.
What about this on the other side of this, finding some kind of brokering some kind of an agreement? Now, it looks like to me your opposition is going to be mainly the Sheriff's Association and maybe some other law enforcement, some police chiefs or something around the state. Is there any room for some kind of a deal to be brokered here, or do you see this as just it's a black and white issue,
and
it's a constitutional issue?
Actually, let me just say this: it's that the other states that have passed this constitutional carry piece, those states haven't seen any decline or very little decline in the renewal of permits, and so that discussion should be off the table, and because those numbers is pretty secure actually, and so as far as doing what would you be doing is that I don't think there's certainly we're willing to hear anything they've got to say, but at the same time, for us to be able to fulfill what a real meaningful constitution carry piece of legislation is all about. Certainly going back to the fact that each of us took an oath of office to defend the Second Amendment, one of the fear factors that not only myself but others feel is that you certainly don't want to go down the road year after year take shots or cut away at the Second Amendment and do some things that will one day absolutely be nothing to it. And that's one thing that we're concerned about. I mean, what took place in 2012 is, with the Obama administration, I mean, they really just started doing all these things to take all these things away from the citizens. And that's what started this movement nationwide, and that's one thing that's important is that it goes back to the very simple fact: you should not have to pay a fee to defend yourself, your family, your properties, and be able to carry a weapon.
Senator, what about this? Now, I mean, it's no secret that a lot of these sheriffs are around the state. There is a financial incentive there. The permit fees, and it funds a lot of things in those departments around the state. Is there a way to compensate if you were do away with this?
There again, each county in the state, it's the county commission. It's the county commission that oversees the budgeting process of every department in the county courthouse, including the sheriff's department. And this is one thing that each county, the chairman of the county commission or whoever it may be, they need to understand that their responsibility is to fund their departments and to do that. And the same holds true for the towns and cities of the state as well. Is that it's not the responsibility of the law-abiding citizens to pay a fee to be able to carry their weapon, and it should be the budget process of the county and cities and towns.
Last question, Senator. We'll get you out of here on this. Totally unrelated, but I wanted to get you to weigh in on the Memorial Preservation Act. You got some forces out there wanting to tinker with it, maybe reduce the penalties or do something of that sort. Do you first see that battle coming in 2022?
Well, there again, we've got a law in place already, and it's working well, and it's something that we're going to certainly need to stay with that. We don't need to diminish anything or take away anything. I think it's a deterrent to take away very important parts of history. All history is important, and regardless of what it is. But I do think that the current law that we have in place is working, and we don't need to go anywhere with that.
And is there perhaps room to go the other direction where you make the penalties more substantial than what the court has ruled that they are?
Well, certainly that has not been discussed in recent days, but certainly there's the possibilities and some things maybe in the future. But no, I think what we need to concentrate on is to keep in place what we have for the time being.
Senator, you're always very, very kind to come on. We appreciate it, and let's talk again soon.
Certainly. Thank you, and y'all have a Merry Christmas and a safe holiday.
You do the same. State Senator Gerald Allen there on the line. We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
South's going to do it again and again.